Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Records Guy Podcast, the show that focuses on topics and individuals from the field of records management. Here's your host, Richard Goreski.
Hello, thank you for joining me for another episode of the podcast that promotes topics and individuals from the field of records management and information governance, the Records Guy Podcast. I am Richard Goreski, and today we're continuing my interview with members of the ARMA Milwaukee Board. I got to tell you, every time I do these intros, I'm such a kid of the 80s. I feel like there should be some giant curtain like Johnny Carson coming out or the Muppets, but that's what I always think of when the intro's done. But anyway, let's dive in here. I want to take a moment to fill people in on what ARMA is before we get to our interviewee today. ARMA used to be known as the Association of Records Managers and Administrators, but today it's known simply as ARMA International. So now you know what ARMA International is. What does it do? What, you know what it means. Now what does it do? Well, ARMA International is a professional association that serves as the authority on governing information as a strategic asset. While ARMA International governs the larger association, some cities have local ARMA chapters like ARMA Milwaukee, which act as a resource to membership on a variety of records and information management topics. Local chapters host educational offerings and networking sessions for members and other interested individuals, which brings me back to the genesis of today's show. I have personally witnessed the ARMA Milwaukee Board and how hard they've been working behind the scenes, but because it's all behind the scenes, nobody else really knows a lot about what's happening. We do our best to talk at meetings and such, but I thought, what better way to share with everyone the exciting initiatives and in some instances the goals that are being accomplished, the accomplishments that are happening, then to bring some of the board members on to the Records Guy show here to have them talk about what they've been up to. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and kick things off. My guest today is the treasurer of ARMA Milwaukee and the chair of the finance committee, Mr. Ben O'Donnell. Great to have you on the show today, Ben.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Now, not the Ben O'Donnell on WISN Radio. This is a different Ben O'Donnell.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint.
Well, I don't know about disappoint. Both of you are great guys, so let's just leave it at that. You've been busy, my friend, doing wonderful things for ARMA Milwaukee, and we're going to talk about that. But before we do, why don't we just give our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in records, how many years you've been on the ARMA Milwaukee board?
Oh, yes. I've been on the Milwaukee. This will actually be my third year on the ARMA Milwaukee board. And I want to say I've been a member of ARMA Milwaukee for about 7 years, give or take a little bit of time there. And it's been nice giving me the opportunity to meet different people in the information management community and learn a lot of important business skills. I currently work at Waukesha County, worked here for about 10 years now. So.
And as I mentioned, in addition to being the chapter treasurer, you are the chair of the finance committee for ARMA Milwaukee. Why don't you, if we could, let's break this into two parts. Could you just tell us the treasurer job itself? What is it that your board position does? So I know it's a little bit self-explanatory, but go ahead and tell everybody what you do as chapter treasurer, and then we'll talk about the finance committee.
Basically, we just kind of create a budget at the beginning of the chapter year with projected costs, projected incomes for the chapter. And we also track these numbers monthly to see if we stay on budget and kind of adjust accordingly. The goal is kind of to balance out the costs and expenditures and, of course, see that our members get the best benefit of being an ARMA Milwaukee member.
Yeah, absolutely have to have someone watching the books, and that's what you do, my friend. You do a great job of it, too. As chair of the finance committee, you had mentioned creation of a budget and things of that nature. Could you tell everybody a little bit about what the finance committee does?
Basically, we've created a budget and track it monthly. Both you and I are on the finance committee. Our main source of income is basically monthly meetings and income from membership. We try to reach out for donations as well. For example, West Bend and Godfrey and Kahn generously will not be charging us to use their space for the February and March meetings, which helps us cover our costs where we go over budget. For example, our September meeting, we had to fly our speaker in from Dallas, and for our March meeting, we have to fly our speaker in from Washington, D.C., a pretty big name speaker. So we're happy to give that opportunity to our members. We've also created a PayPal account, which gives people who attend our meetings the option to pay before they get to the meeting. We also accept credit cards, check, and cash at the meeting if you prefer to pay that way.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the PayPal option because I really believe that's made things more convenient for people that like to attend our meetings. One of the goals coming into the year was to pursue a different form of electronic payment, and you came through on that. It was to create a budget. You came through on that. I mean, you're just doing a great job with the Finance Committee. Have you had any, how should I say, are people making comments to you at all about some of these initiatives that you're tackling? Anything that I'm not mentioning that you'd like to mention about the Finance Committee?
Nothing too much. I think the PayPal option is going over pretty well. People seem to be using it a lot, and yeah, I've really haven't gotten any complaints or anything about it. So,
well, I think the best thing about it is you don't have to.
If people do have any comments, though, feel free to reach out our Milwaukee board.
Yeah, I think the best thing about that PayPal option, too, if I could mention this, is that you don't have to be a PayPal member. You there is an option where you can check out as a guest, right?
Correct. Right.
And how does that work, by the way,
have
too?
A credit card and want to pay that way.
But how does that whole PayPal thing work for somebody that might come through and register for a future meeting? They come in and they register, and then you get notification that they registered. Now, walk us through what happens from there. How do you invoice me? How does this work?
Basically, you can create invoices on our PayPal account. So basically, I'll get an email saying, you know, so-and-so registered for the event. I see that. I take the information, throw it into an invoice, and then email the invoice to that who's ever attending that meeting.
And then I,
and
as the
there,
user,
they simply
get
just
a notification.
Kind of, yeah, and then from there, they simply just click a link and pay for the meeting.
Fantastic. And it's just a smooth transaction. But you also take money at the meetings, right? You'll take cash, or if somebody wants to mail a check, you'll do that too, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So the last thing I wanted to ask you about is I know there's at least one more item on your list of goals for the year that you're working on. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, the audit?
Yeah, we're looking to create an audit. This is something we haven't actually done since I've been treasurer, so I'm not exactly sure the best way to go about it, and I wanted to reach out to a couple former members to see how they did their previous audits. But I think this is just good practice to make sure that I'm doing everything right, since I kind of hopped in here and we haven't done an audit. So, kind of hoping that the audit would kind of help clear things up. I think we're doing well, but it's always kind of nice to have that person to double check and say, like, yes, do this, or hey, maybe do this a different way.
It's essential for any organization to make sure that their finances are sound and that there are multiple people looking them over. So I think it's a wonderful idea. It's something that I think chapter members, you know, they want that. They want to know that good checks and balances are put in place at the board level to make sure that everybody is taking care of the gifts that they gave us. And let's be honest, the people that came before us really did leave Arma Milwaukee in good shape financially. They
mm-hmm.
worked hard and passed down a healthy bank account for us to continue to keep this chapter going for years to come. So thank you very much for respecting that and for being the caretaker of the chapter's finances. You're just doing a fantastic job. If I could ask you one more question, please. If somebody wanted to learn more about the Finance Committee or other committees that we do, I know you mentioned they could contact the board. What should they do if they want to take part in things? Because we do allow members to volunteer to be on the committees. And what would somebody do if they wanted to join or learn more about it?
They can basically email Milwaukee. At armomilwaukeeboard@outlook.com. Basically, just let us know which way you want to help, and even the smallest contribution would be great. So, that's the first step, and then depending on what committee you want to help assist with, a member of that committee will reach out and let you know what you can do and how you can help.
He's the chapter treasurer and the chair of the Finance Committee for Arma Milwaukee, Mr. Ben O'Donnell. Thanks for coming on the show today, Ben.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Looking forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. I'm going to take just a couple more minutes before I wrap up the show to talk about another committee that we have. It's called the Nominating Committee. Donald Force is our past president right now, and the past Dr. Donald Force, he is the past president. That's his role on the board. And per our bylaws, the past president is the chair of the nominating committee. The role of the nominating committee is to put together the elections every year. So I thought Donald isn't able to be on the show with us, but I thought I would share a little bit about that committee. That committee specifically is made up of appointed members because it's, you know, obviously you have to run an election. So it has to be people that are appointed into those positions by the chair. That one's not open for volunteers, but I can't say that if you contacted the Arma Milwaukee board and asked, showed an interest in assisting, I don't think you'd be turned away. But that is something, that's how we take care of our elections. We have a committee, and just in general, I think the board has been working hard to create opportunities for people to be involved at the committee level, to create these committees and to try to, you know, benefit the chapter by getting things done, focusing on certain initiatives through committees so that we can communicate better, attack things better, accomplish goals better. And based on what you've heard from Ben earlier in the show, it's working. It's just wonderful to see things coming along. Ben, it's just been great having you on the show. And again, thank you for all the work you've done with the Finance Committee and as chapter treasurer.
Oh, thank you for all the work you've done, too. It's been great.
Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Until next time, I'm Richard Goreski, thanking my guest on today's show, Arma Milwaukee board member Ben O'Donnell, for joining me. This has been another episode of the Records Guy podcast. So long, everyone.
Well, that's the end of the life cycle for this show. If you'd like to reach the host or one of his guests, you can contact the show via email at goreski1@yahoo.com. That's GUREESKI and the number 1@yahoo.com. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the Records Guy podcast. The views expressed on this show are solely those of the host and his guests. They are not necessarily reflective of Arma International, Arma Milwaukee, or the Arma Milwaukee Board.